Hey guys, this is Justin Coffin. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the 330 Sports Show. We are a Youngstown studio production. As you can see on the page on Youngstown Studio, you can follow us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, as well as Instagram. You can find us on any podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can find any of our shows if you simply go to our website, www.youngstownstudio.com. Make sure to follow my show at 330 Sports Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. With that said, let's get started on today's show. Welcome to the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin. The Los Angeles Rams defeat the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 in Super Bowl 56. Let's take a look at some of the most impressive numbers from the game. Matt Stafford gets his first championship, passing 26 of 40 on the night for 283 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. And if you didn't see the no-look pass late in the game to Cooper Kupp, one of the most impressive completions I have ever seen. The Rams had to throw the ball because they simply could not rush it. 23 rushes for 43 yards as a team. Cooper Kupp had about seven of those yards, I believe, rushing too. But Cooper Kupp was the MVP of the game. Eight receptions, 92 yards, two touchdowns. A lot of those coming in the second half. Odell Beckham Jr. Had the first touchdown of the game to put the Rams up 7-0. Two catches, 52 yards. But unfortunately for Odell, did tear his ACL in the second quarter. That has been confirmed today. So, you know, a tough break for Odell. You know, in all seriousness, you know, I didn't like the way that things ended with him in Cleveland, but you know, you never wish injury on anyone. And for Odell, going to be a free agent after this season, but you know, we'll likely land somewhere solid. But this puts his 2022 season in question. Definitely pushes the timetable back for him towards late fall. Switching to the defensive side, Aaron Donald, who after the game, they were asking him about retirement. And that really surprised me because Aaron Donald's 30 years old. At the peak of his career, he had four tackles, two sacks, and tons of pressures on the quarterback, on Joe Burrow, and just creates havoc, which creates a lot of, you know, opportunities for his teammates to take advantage of the opportunity to get at Joe Burrow or, you know, whatever it might be to slow the Bengals offense down. The Los Angeles Rams as a team had seven sacks, which tied the Super Bowl record, you know, going back way, way long ago. I believe it was against the Cowboys. Roger Staubach was sacked seven times in a previous Super Bowl. Cincinnati, who by all accounts, had just an amazing season. No one really at the beginning of the season expected them to be here, but, you know, led by Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, 22 of 33, 263 yards, one touchdown. Had a little bit of a knee injury late in the game, but, you know, toughed it out and stayed in. The guy is ultra tough, ultra competitive. And a lot of people you're probably going to hear are going to compare him to Dan Marino. Dan Marino got to a Super Bowl in his second season in Miami and then never made it back to another Super Bowl the rest of his career, even though it was illustrious, first ballot Hall of Famer, set a ton of passing records. But, you know, the Bengals and Joe Burrow, it's hard to lump them into something or someone's shoes, like Dan Marino or the Miami Dolphins, because, you know, you just simply don't know what the future holds. The AFC is going to be tough for anyone to make it because of the young quarterbacks and the really, really good teams. You got Mahomes, you got Josh Allen, you got Justin Herbert, you have the Ravens. The Bengals alone are in a difficult division with the Browns. The Steelers, if they can find a quarterback, are going to be really tough. And obviously the Ravens, and just, you know, 7 or 8 really good teams in the AFC. So, you know, could this be the last time they make it for a while? Could be, who knows? But, you know, when you got Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, and then Ja'Marr Chase, you know, a three-headed monster there, and some other really, really good weapons at the receiver spot, you just never know. So Joe Mixon, 15 carries, 72 yards, also threw a touchdown pass, 1-of-1 for 6 yards, and a touchdown to T. Higgins in the game. T. Higgins, 4 catches, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase, 5 catches, 89 yards, and 1 unbelievable catch in this game early on against Jalen Ramsey. Tyler Boyd, 5 receptions, 48 yards, but unfortunately for him and the Bengals, 1 huge drop. That was his first drop of the entire season. It came on a 3rd and 10 in the fourth quarter, which would have put the Bengals right around the 50-yard line, and they unfortunately had to punt and gave the Rams the ball back. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Awuzie and Bates, both with an interception. Eli Apple's taking a lot of heat for giving up a touchdown, but you're going against some really good players on the other end. And overall, I thought both teams played pretty well defensively, and you know, made the other offensive struggle. All right, let's review some of our prop bets, see what hit, see what didn't. You know, these are, a lot of these are just, you know, a lucky guess. Half the time, there's no skill involved. It's just what you think. So first one, the national anthem, 95 and a half seconds, went well over. I thought Mickey Guyton kind of sung pretty fast based on her music, but, you know, either way, it ended up in the over category. So 95 and a half seconds, minute and 35 was over. The coin toss, you know, we always say tails never fails. Well, in the last 2 Super Bowls, it has been heads, so tails failed us this time. The opening kickoff, which was minus 112, was a touchback. So if you bet $112, you won 100. The first play of the game was a run. I thought both of these teams, whoever had the ball first, was going to come out and run, and that you know, was the overwhelming favorite. You had to lay $144 to win 100, so that was what came up first. Matt Stafford, we knew this was probably going to be a passing game. He did hit the over, and you know, not too much over, but hit it fairly comfortably on that final drive of the game. Joe Burrow under 275. He actually finished with 263. If the Bengals would have converted that last fourth down, probably easily goes over that, but did not convert on that 4th and 1 play. Cooper Kupp actually was held in check for most of this game. And then late 3rd and into the 4th quarter, started getting it going with Stafford, but still under the 104.5 prop line, and ended up with 92 receiving yards. Now, this one is still up for grabs. Cooper Kupp versus United States gold medals. As of this recording, I'm recording this at about 7 o'clock on Monday night. Cooper Kupp had 8 receptions in the game yesterday. The United States had 7 gold medals with a couple days to go before the closing ceremonies in Beijing. So that one is still up in the air. Ja'Marr Chase. Figured he would probably have a decent game, and he did. No touchdowns, but did hit his over mark at 89. The over under was 78.5. Cleared that, had, like I said earlier, an amazing catch over Jalen Ramsey, and one of the best corners in the league, if not the best cover corner in the league. So Ja'Marr Chase is going to be someone that is going to give a lot of defenses fits going forward, but Ja'Marr Chase with a pretty solid 89 yards game. And don't forget, this kid's only a rookie, so he's just going to get better and better. Odell Beckham Jr. Unfortunately for Odell, like I mentioned earlier, came up a little bit lame and a non-contact injury, was going for a catch, and the turf got him. And, you know, it is believed that he tore his ACL. So unfortunately for Odell, he does get his Super Bowl ring. And one thing I do want to say is, you know, again, as a Browns fan, not happy with the way it ended with him in Cleveland. I think by all accounts, Odell's probably a pretty good dude. But, you know, just the unfortunate situation for all parties, for the Browns, for Odell, for everybody. But Odell gets his ring, but unfortunately suffers an ACL injury in that. And the one thing that annoyed me with the broadcast was they made it seem like Cleveland just threw him out to the street. That is absolutely garbage. That's not true. Odell was paid, bought out, and given his free release, which means he was able to sign wherever he wanted and still collect his paycheck. So, you know, no sympathy for Odell when it comes to his contract situation and that. But I do have some sympathy for him with the injury. And, you know, that's just a shame that that happened to him. So Odell Beckham ends up going under his 60.5, but probably would have been well over if not for the injury in the second quarter. Now, the next one. Hold up. The over-under on the Super Bowl halftime show was 10.5. The number of songs was 10. Starting off with the next episode, Dre, Snoop Dogg. You also had California Love. You had Inda Club, 50 Cent, which a lot of people, there was a lot of memes going around. It looks like 50 Cent turned into a dollar hanging upside down. You know, we all put on a little weight as we get older. So, but I think the dude, you know, is still in pretty good shape. He just is not quite what he looked like 20 years ago. Mary J. Blige, who, if you listen to the song Family Affair, has a great beat to it. And I think that gave, anyone named Mary about 20 years ago, their theme song, for a while there, but, Family Affair, No More Drama, Mad City, Lamar, Kendrick came out, also, he did two songs. You had All Right. Forgot About Dre, Eminem, and Dre. You had Eminem come out with Lose Yourself, and then still Dre, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar, and I think I said Lamar Kendrick earlier, my bad, and Eminem. But a really good halftime show. I still put it at number three. I think this comes into the Mount Rushmore of halftime shows, but not quite. I still have to put you two number one based on what the country was going on after 9/11. That was an amazing show. I put Prince right up there at number two. I think a lot of people have Prince at number one, and then this show at number three, and then I have Michael Jackson's from I believe it was 1993 as my fourth. So that would be my Mount Rushmore of Super Bowl halftime shows. The next over under is how many players will attempt a pass, and it was 2.5. Obviously, you know, each quarterback, Stafford and Burrow, was going to complete a pass. Would anyone get injured? Would the backup quarterbacks come in? No, but Joe Mixon, the running back for Cincinnati, throws a pass, as well as Cooper Kupp threw a pass in this game. So the over hit at 4, and it wasn't complete a pass. It was attempt a pass, and it appears I spelled attempt without the T at the end there. But how many players will attempt to pass was 4 in this game. So that hit the over. Next one. How many dogs would be featured in a Super Bowl commercial? I didn't get the total number, but the betting website I used for this had it at the under. Also, babies. How many babies will be in featured in a Super Bowl commercial? It was 3. I actually said it would be 3 beforehand. I said it would be a push, so it turned out to be a push at 3. Next one. What kind of Gatorade would be dumped on the Super Bowl coach? You could have picked any of the ones, but I took the top 3 bets. Blue was plus 400, and that's what it ended up being. Sean McVay gets the blue Gatorade bath for plus 400, so 4-1 odds there. If you bet $100, you win 400. Next up, obviously, probably the most important one was the actual line. Some people had it as low as 3.5. I saw it as high as 4.5. So we just split the difference, went with 4. I took the Bengals to cover the 4-point spread, and they did, and LA won straight up 23-20. So LA does not cover, but they win. When you're playing the Super Bowl, that's all you really care about. So if you bet the Bengals, though, you were a winner. And then the over-under, which probably should have assumed it was going to be the under because everyone that I saw had the over hitting. And of course, it goes under 43. The final score was 23-20. So, one more touchdown there would have put it over the top, but it does not hit. The Super Bowl MVP, which I still think should have went to Matt Stafford or possibly even Aaron Donald with what he did in the second half. I would have actually went Matt Stafford 1, Aaron Donald 2, Cooper Kupp 3, but my vote doesn't matter. But Cooper Kupp wins it. And, you know, honestly, it could be based on what he did this entire season, because truthfully, he probably should be the MVP for the entire season. He was not, but we'll get to that in a minute. But Cooper Kupp gives you 7-1 odds there if you bet him. And I'm sure a lot of people were really happy with him being named Super Bowl MVP. And who would the MVP thank first? It ended up being his teammates. Minus 125 was the favorite that hit. Won over God or religion, over his family, over the city or fans, the coaches, or the team owner. So the teammates, you got to thank your teammates first, in my opinion. So Cooper Kupp gives it up for his teammates and wins anyone that bet that on their prop bet. Now, our Joe and I picked a ton of bets. We had some winners, one had some losers. Probably didn't quite break even here. I'll have to, you know, do the math here in a little bit, but probably some more red X's there than black circles. But all in all, some good fun, and probably break even when it's all said and done. So let's go to some of the awards that were announced this past weekend as well. Joe Burrow is named the comeback player of the year, and rightfully so. Leads his team to the Super Bowl. A lot of people picked the Bengals to finish dead last in the AFC North, let alone even make the playoffs or get to the Super Bowl. So Joe Burrow, coming off a major reconstructive knee surgery and a major injury, takes his team to the Super Bowl and comes up just short. But Joe Burrow, rightfully so, deservedly so, the comeback player of the year in the NFL. Let's take a look at Joe Burrow's resume. You know, Joe Burrow, obviously from the state of Ohio, from Athens, 2004 state of Ohio's Mr. Football. He led his Athens high school team to the state championship game. They came up short in that game, but if you saw it in his face, he said, "This is the worst feeling of my life." And you could tell from that moment on, this was going to be a successful guy, whether it was in football or business or whatever it was going to be. Joe Burrow was not going to take no or take losing for an answer. Joe Burrow, obviously, we know his story, goes on to Ohio State, ends up being backup to JT Barrett. And him and Dwayne Haskins battle it out for the backup spot. And Joe Burrow actually injured his hand earlier that year, which kind of gave Dwayne Haskins an easier path to the backup quarterback position. Urban Meyer makes Haskins the you know, the front runner there at Ohio State to be the successor to JT Barrett. And it was a good pick at the time. Joe Burrow ends up graduating from Ohio State, but transferring to LSU, and, you know, had a pretty good first year, but a great second season, one of the best offenses in history. They had Ja'Marr Chase on that team. They had Justin Jefferson on that team. They had Clyde Edwards-Helaire on that team, and some others. Joe Burrow wins the Heisman Trophy, wins the 2019 National Championship game, and becomes the 2020 first overall pick in the NFL draft. Bengals struggled last year, but this year become AFC North champions and lead the Bengals to their first Super Bowl in 33 years. His teammate, both at LSU and with the Cincinnati Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase, wins the Offensive Rookie of the Year awards, putting up over 1,400 receiving yards and a ton of touchdowns this year. Huge big playmaker for the Bengals. Early in the season, that pick was sort of being criticized because he had the case of the drops in the early on in the preseason, but he proved to be well worthy of the number 5 pick overall in the draft this year. So Ja'Marr Chase, the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year. A Big Ten player out of Penn State, Micah Parsons, the Defensive Rookie of the Year from the Dallas Cowboys. And I really, this one was without question. I think as a Browns fan, I think if Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah stays healthy the entire year, he could have battled out Micah for this award. But Micah Parsons' numbers were off the charts, and this was inarguable. Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys, and I think he was the 11th overall pick in the draft. So the Cowboys got a stud of a player for very, very good value. So Micah Parsons, again, Defensive Rookie of the Year from the Dallas Cowboys. The Defensive Player of the Year, and I think without question, goes to TJ Watt. The other, you could have given it to Aaron Donald, from the LA Rams, but TJ Watt ties Michael Strahan's all-time single season record of sacks with 22.5. So congratulations, TJ Watt, the Defensive Player of the Year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Super Bowl MVP, Cooper Kupp, with the Offensive Player of the Year, I think should be the MVP of the league as well, but my opinion doesn't matter in the voting scheme, but Cooper Kupp set the triple crown for wide receivers, which I know Jerry Rice, I believe, did that once. But Cooper Kupp led the league in receptions, yardage, and touchdowns, and adds a Super Bowl MVP along with Offensive Player of the Year to his trophy case. The Coach of the Year in the NFL is Ohio State Buckeye and someone that hails right here from the 330 from Canton and attended Walsh Jesuit High School, Mike Vrabel of the Tennessee Titans. This was kind of cool. Luke Fickell also won the College Head Coach of the Year, and both of those guys were teammates with the Ohio State Buckeyes on that defensive line. So congratulations to Mike Vrabel, the 2021 NFL Coach of the Year. The 2021 MVP Most Valuable Player goes to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers now has the second most MVPs in NFL history, only trailing Peyton Manning, who has 5. So Aaron Rodgers has 4, Tom Brady, Jim Brown, and Brett Favre, and Johnny Unitas all have 3. So Aaron Rodgers, if he continues to play, could be trying to push Peyton Manning for most MVPs in a season, or in a career, excuse me. And one of the most prestigious awards is not only to a great player, but someone who does a lot on and off the field. That would be Andrew Whitworth, the tackle from the Los Angeles Rams, as the Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's just a good dude. Now that Tom Brady has retired, becomes the oldest player in the NFL. And most likely he will retire after the season, but a good, good guy, and has done a lot for the NFL on and off the field, and wins the Walter Payton Man of the Year, which a lot of people will say is the most meaningful award in all of the NFL. Denzel Ward was the Cleveland Browns nomination. Corey Linsley, who is a former Ohio State Buckeye, former Green Bay Packer, and Los Angeles Chargers player now, arguably the best center in the league from Boardman High School, was also nominated as the Chargers representative for this award. And then the Hall of Fame class for the 2022 NFL class to be inducted in Canton was finally announced. Tony Boselli, a great left tackle, Cliff Branch, Leroy Butler, Art McNally, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Dick Vermeil, great coach of the formerly of the Rams, and Bryant Young. So a lot of defensive power in that Hall of Fame class. So congratulations to all of those guys. They will be inducted in August in Canton, Ohio. And then finally, as we put a bow on the 2022 season, here are the quick, way too early odds to win the Super Bowl for 2023. Buffalo is actually the betting favorite at 7-1. KC, the LA Rams are 8-1. 49ers, Cowboys have the next best odds. Packers, then the Chargers, Broncos, Bengals, Titans, and Cardinals all have the same odds. Colts right now, 25-1. Baltimore, Seattle, Minnesota, New England, all 30-1. And Cleveland is right kind of there in the middle at 40-1 as it stands. Now, this is obviously before the draft, before free agency, before a lot of stuff happens. But this is the early betting lines for the 2023 Super Bowl. So this kind of puts a bow on this NFL season. It was a fun one. Especially if you were a Rams fan or a Cincinnati Bengal fan, but, you know, good things to come. And, you know, unfortunately, the football season comes to an end, but, with all good things, they must come to an end. But the good thing with, the closing of the NFL season generally comes, better weather right after that. So spring is just right around the corner, and, you know, that, like I said, this puts a bow on the NFL season. So with that said, we will talk to you guys soon.
Sweeney is your General Motors lease return headquarters. No matter where you bought your GM vehicle, we accept all Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC lease returns. Free of judgment, free of hassle, with no questions asked. Safely and securely. Now it's even better. If we buy your car, we'll cut you a check for $2,000 whether you purchased it at Sweeney or not. Plus, we'll waive your disposition fee. Click SweeneyCars.com or stop by Sweeney Chevrolet Buick GMC on Market Street in Boardman.
Sweeney.
Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. We also have a team of specialists that can help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrows. For more information or quote, please call us at 330-856-6244 or visit us on our website at www.plattinsurance.com. That's